In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It is unfortunately fitting that most people don't really give much concern to this one of the most important feasts of the church, the Feast of the Ascension, the reality of it being moved to Sunday so it would not inconvenience the faithful, so that when they're always there on Sunday, nothing throws them off their worldly pursuits and worldly concerns, which is our chief problem. The reality that the worldly concerns have overtaken the spiritual ones. It's as though many in the church believe that when our Lord, or when the angels told the disciples to stop looking up into heaven for the Lord because he would return from there, but to do their work, that that meant cut yourself off completely from the things of heaven and look only at the things of the world. It is always a indication of our own spiritual lives when we consider the reality of how much effort we've placed into prayer and contemplating the spiritual things versus the effort we put into what we're making for dinner, what it is we're doing during the week, what kind of work we have to do. All of this could be consecrated to God, but the problem is we don't look to heaven enough. We look to the world and we trust ourselves more than God, and we languish and we suffer unnecessarily, and we have doubts and fears, we're anguished by pressure simply because we have lost sight of this feast in particular. The church gives us these feasts for a reason. Ideally, our whole lives as Catholics revolve around the liturgical calendar of the church. Therefore, everything we are doing is connected to the reality of the life of Christ. So ideally, all of us this week have been considering heaven and the ascension. We've been considering the reality that this ascension of our Lord into heaven is the most profound reality, because before Adam and Eve were created by God, now through Jesus Christ, humanity is God, in the sense that the Son of God, fully man, takes his humanity, risen, raised from the dead, and therefore pulls all of us up to where we actually belong, in heaven. And because his very presence, his very physical presence in heaven itself, seated at the right hand of the Father, then that's where the human person is supposed to be, and that is where his mind is supposed to be, and that is where he directs every aspect of his life to accomplishing the same thing, the reality of heaven. Our Lady Mary, most holy, assumed into heaven, retains her body as well, an indication of the promises of Christ being realized in the Immaculate Conception herself. And therefore, she urges us onward to that same end. How often do we consider the reality of ascension as our goal? How many of us have contemplated the great mystery that this completes what Easter was about? The reality that now man is in heaven in Christ Jesus our Lord. How often we try to pull him down to our level. How often we try to make him more about being down here with us in the mud and dirt, but not in the way he truly was, with his horrific suffering, which goes beyond the pale of our comprehension of humiliation. But we want him to be like us. We want him to expect nothing from us. We want him to tolerate all of our lack of attention to him, all of our lack of prayer, all of our lack of regard for the things of heaven, all the moments, the grace-filled moments he puts in the day for us to advance ourselves, to improve ourselves, to grow in holiness. We would rather think that he doesn't mind at all that we meet our worldly responsibilities first, and that we worry about worldly things first, and we kill ourselves for worldly things first, thereby demonstrating to him that we do not believe he has ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, with all power and all glory being handed on to him, but rather we believe that we must do this with our strength, and therefore he needs to come down and stand beside us and simply cheer us on no matter what we do. Indeed, Arianism has taken root in the church again, as it began with the Protestant heresies, and the reality that most Catholics have forgotten, which is something that's always repeated every time the Roman canon is prayed, the reality that in this Mass we are celebrating the suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ into heaven. The Christ into heaven. The mission truly complete. And now it is up to us to be mindful of our ultimate real home. How many of us, when we go on vacation, act as though we're never coming home again? Some people seem to live their Catholic lives as though this is home, and that where Christ has gone, they have no intention of following. And that, by the way, Christ has guaranteed them an endless supply of tomorrows, so they never have to worry about being ready, because they'll always be ready tomorrow, because tomorrow will always come, when in reality, it may not. So indeed, the angels are not calling the disciples to not look to heaven because we have no business considering it. But they tell them to stop looking into heaven, into the skies, where they will no longer see Christ, because Christ expects them to do the work in the world of apostles, ones who are sent, and therefore bring the good news of Christ to others, so that all will come to see that death has been conquered, that sin need not have any power over us unless we so surrender to it, and that we are free from bondage, the clutches of the devil, if we really want to be. Hence the enemy convincing us to keep our eyes fixed on the world and its responsibilities instead of fixed on the things of heaven. So on this, the Feast of the Ascension, let us keep our eyes on the things of heaven. And let us be mindful of ourselves and how we live our daily lives, especially you who are called to live in the world as laymen. How are you working towards heaven in the realities of the earth in which you live? How does your life, especially as a husband and a father, direct your wife and children towards heaven first? How is everything you do, indeed, must do, tied to the things of heaven? An example of following the path of our Lord and the example of Our Lady Most Holy and reaching the ultimate goal to be with God in heaven. The Christ has given us all the graces necessary. Our Lady, Mediatrix of all graces, indeed assists and urges us on. It is up to us, though, to think of heaven instead of always constantly thinking of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.